going to be difficult, but certainly not insurmountable. You know, we've proven all season that we're the best team in the league. We had one bad night at Eastbourne where, you know, all the bad luck seemed to go our way. We're hoping that will cancel itself out. But, you know, rider-wise, ability-wise, you know, we're a better team, in my opinion, than Eastbourne. Now it's up to the lads to go out on the track and prove it.
And, of course, you beat them by six in the first leg of the knockout cup final, so you could obviously do with it being a few more, couldn't you, this time?
Yeah, but let's not forget, you know, last week there was one stage where we were 10 up, and, again, we had a few engine problems. So, you know, 13 points, you know, we proved last week we can claw that back. And with the intensity of the meeting and everything that's depending on it, you know, I know that the riders will be trying that much harder than you know, previous weeks even. So, as you say, it's not going to be easy. I'm not going to say it is going to be easy. But, you know, sometimes to win championships, you have to go a little bit beyond, you know, your normal endeavours. And that's what we've got to do tomorrow to make sure that we claw them back, so points back. And let's not forget, you know, it's more or less the sort of points difference that Poole, that Wolverhampton had when they went to Poole. Wolverhampton managed to do it. So, you know, if the Wolves can, there's no reason why we can't as well.
And injuries haven't helped, Graham. I know that's not an excuse, but the likes of Zach Vitnecht and Danian Hume you haven't had for quite a while now, have you?
Yeah, and again, on that theme, what's exasperated the situation, I had Danny Ayres guest for tomorrow night to lead us at number one. He had an horrific crash last night at Glasgow, so that's ruled him out. So I brought in Mitchell Davey, who on his own admission didn't have a good meeting last week. And there again, you see, you know, if Mitchell Davey can score another 7 or 8 points or maybe 5 points more than what he did last week, you know, that's going to be the difference. And with Danian Hume, he's been a big, big loss. It's not only what he does on the track, which, you know, was excellent, his little bubbly character in the pitch, we've missed that, but that's the nature of the game. You know, we buckle down and get on with it.
Tom Bacon had a nasty spill last Sunday, but he's going to be okay, Graham, is he?
He is, yeah. Again, you know, you see last week that, you know, Tom Bacon had a crash that wasn't his fault. You know, an Eastbourne rider careered into the side of him. You know, and then in his next ride, because of that injury, he was in agony and could hardly hold on to the bike. But he's put a lot of work and effort into getting fit for tomorrow. And I'm pleased to say that, you know, I'm not going to say he's 100% fit, but he's certainly fit enough to go into battle tomorrow evening.
And clearly Adam Ellis is a major threat for Eastbourne. He's been banging in lots of points for them all season at number one, hasn't he?
Well,
he,
you know, he's the best rider by a country mile in the National League. But you can't win matches having just one good rider. You know, and we will bear in mind that if there is races, you know, when Adam Ellis is out, if we can get a 3-3, you know, that will suffice. But in the races that he's not in, you know, we're going to be looking for banging in 5-1s. So we've got a strategy, you know, what to do. So, you know, as you say, if all the riders ride to their ability, I can see it going out the wire and I can see us just nicking it at the end.
And who knows, that the fans that will, I'm sure, be turning out in huge numbers for you could just be the difference in a way, couldn't they?
Well, yes, they could indeed. I mean, you know, when we were at Eastbourne on Sunday, it was a cauldron of noise there, in all fairness, and congratulations to, you know, to the promotion at Eastbourne, how they got the fans behind them. And we've got to make sure that, you know, the fans of Birmingham tomorrow evening, they're our eighth man, and, you know, let's get an intimidating atmosphere there. That's only got to be good for our riders, and we'll play on the minds, no doubt, of the Eastbourne riders.